In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Elizabeth Cantor has written a fascinating tale about modern college professors who do not want to teach English literature the way it was written, but instead try to deconstruct it and remold it into Marxist liberal feminist ideology. Of course, that's a hopeless goal, because great English literature is explicitly Christian, conservative, and celebrates heroism, marriage, and masculine courage. And yes, indeed, great English literature was mostly written by dead white males, except for a few extraordinary women, such as Jane Austen and the Bronte sisters. Dr. Cantor's entertaining analysis is enlivened by inset quotations telling exactly what the political professors do not want you to know. The professors don't want you to learn from the poem Beowulf that no civilization will survive without heroes to defend it, or from Chaucer that chivalry has contributed enormously to women's happiness, or from Shakespeare that there really is such a thing as human nature, and some people make destructive choices, or from John Milton that our intellectual freedoms are Christian in origin. The feminists don't want young people to learn from Jane Austen that it's reasonable for a woman to look to marriage for happiness. Many university English departments have come under the control of people who really hate our English and American heritage. The English professors not only don't teach great English literature, but they try to pervert it into the thesis that Western civilization is the root of all evil. Dr. Cantor's book is an introduction to what you should have learned in college but didn't. Called The Politically Incorrect Guide to English Literature, it will introduce you to the grand range of things you can learn from English literature. There are so many wonderful books, novels, plays, and poems written in the English language. Our high school and college students should be introduced to this wealth of literature.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. For a more in-depth look at multiculturalism and how it divides rather than unifies our country, write to Mrs. Schlafly in care of Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for information on multiculturalism. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says talk is cheap, except when Congress does it, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today we're going to talk about the House having passed a compromise gun control bill, but before we get into that, let me bring you up to date on the Three Amigos and how they met in Canada. You don't hear very much about it on the national news. I watched, in fact, I'd made it a point. Now, I don't try to watch everything, but I did notice on a couple of newscasts, they did show President Bush leaving Canada, getting on the airplane, and he looked back and they asked him some questions or something, and he answered something about something that was taking place in Iraq. Didn't mention what they were talking about at all, and they did hold a news conference. But like typical news conferences, you know, I remember so well when John F. Kennedy was running for the presidency. He just visited with everybody. He'd take anybody's questions and have fun with them, laugh about what was going on. And in other words, he really did a public relations job when he had news people out in front of him. Well, now, this even goes back to Clinton. They always had the thing staged. The reporters had been selected in advance, so they had to be people that agreed with what was going on there. They did have one Fox News reporter, and they don't name him in the information I have, and this never made it on the air to my knowledge. But when it came for the questions, this Fox reporter said, and he asked Bush, "As you three leaders meet here, there are a growing number of people in each of your countries who have expressed concern about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. This is addressed to all three of you." Of course, it was Bush and the Prime Minister of Canada and the President of Mexico. All right, all three of you. "Can you say today that this is not a prelude to a North American Union similar to a European Union? Are there plans to build some kind of superhighway connecting all three countries? And do you believe all of these theories about a possible erosion of national identity that stem from lack of transparency from this partnership?" Reporters at the conference said he sidestepped, instead adopting the tactic that those who are arguing the European Union model of integrating nations into a larger continental union is being used in North America. He said they should be ridiculed. Now, here's actually what he said. Okay. "We represent three great nations. We each respect each other's sovereignty. You know, there are some who would like to frighten our fellow citizens into believing that relations between us are harmful for our respective peoples. I just believe they're wrong. I believe it's in our interest to trade. I believe it's in our interest to dialogue. I believe it's in our interest to work out common problems for the good of our people. And I'm amused by some of the speculation, some of the old, you can call them political scare tactics. If you've been in politics as long as I have, you get used to that kind of technique where you lay out a conspiracy, and then force people to try to prove it doesn't exist. That's just the way some people operate. I'm here representing my nation. I feel strongly that the United States is a force for good, and I feel strongly that by working with our neighbors, we can be a stronger force for good. So I appreciate that question. I bet he did. I'm amused by the differences between what actually takes place in the meetings and what some are trying to say takes place. It's quite comical, actually, when you realize the difference between reality and what some people are talking about. Then Harper joined in. Harper, of course, is the Prime Minister of Canada. He said, and there's not going to be any NAFTA superhighway connecting the three nations, and it's not going to go interplanetary either. Harper said the SPP discussions were held concerning such pressing issue as jelly beans. He said the business interest expressing their desire for progress on the SPP noted that there were different standards in the United States and Canada, and there was a discussion about whether those standards could be made uniform for the United States and Canada. Then David Wilkins, he is the U.S. ambassador to Canada, he says while conspiracy theories abound, you can take it to the bank that no one involved in these discussions is interested in or has ever proposed a North American Union, a North American superhighway, or a North American currency. The United States, and he's still talking here, this ambassador, the United States, Canada, and Mexico are three distinct sovereign countries that practice democracy differently. Each proudly defends its own interest. But our leaders also recognize that we share a continent in this post-September 11th world. They didn't share that continent before September the 11th, I guess, where terrorism is but one threat. We have a vested interest in working together to prevent potential threats outside North America, like those posed by pandemic flu or improperly labeled food from penetrating our borders. Now, this goes on and on and on, but that's the gist of the story. And, of course, they're saying that anybody that believes all this foolishness, you know, they're just fear-mongers using scare tactics, and they should be ridiculed. So we can start out today by ridiculing old Brownfield because I think they're lying to us. And he said, well, you know, what goes on in his meetings, if they're not ashamed of what goes on in the meetings, why don't they televise them? Why don't they let us see what goes on in the meetings? You know it's that way, but anyway, that's the way it is. And I did want to bring you up to date because I watched on the news yesterday evening and I saw absolutely very little. I almost said nothing, but very little about it. Now, let's go to our guest of the day, Larry Pratt. He's Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. And you can reach him at gunowners.org. Hey, Larry, it's good to have you as a guest again on the Common Sense Coalition.
Terry, I want to thank you for having me back. And if I could, before I get into the current legislative situation, I'd like to take off on a point that related to what you were just talking about with that North American Union.
Yeah, let's talk about it right after this first message.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Go online to ParagonFoundation.org. And we have returned. I have with me today Larry Pratt. He is with Gun Owners of America, and his website is gunowners.org. And, Larry, before we get into this gun debacle here, let's talk a little bit about the North American Union. At least that's what you said you wanted to do.
Yes, sir. It occurred to me as you were presenting the news, or the lack of news thereof.
Isn't that the truth?
About what was going on up in Canada, the... to the extent that we are on our way to a supranational entity, a North American Union or something, a couple of things jumped in mind. First of all, some of the European leaders that were the, if you will, fathers of the European Union, now that it's pretty much a done deal, have admitted that, hey, if we had told folks right up front that we were fixing to do away with their national sovereignty, we know we never would have had a go at it. And so they would deny 20, 30, 40 years ago that this was going to happen. And yet it was kind of an open secret, because I remember I had the misfortune, I was young and foolish, I studied this kind of nonsense when I was in college instead of learning something useful. And it was pretty clear that they had the first idea was a coal and steel community, kind of like North American Free Trade Association, and that was going to be and was the initial hook on which they were able to insert and drag along the Europeans till they are where they are today. Now, second point, this has an impact on guns, because once you reach a certain point, they've already started doing it. In our case with Mexico and Canada, they begin to harmonize, as they call it, meaning lower the better laws down to the lowest common denominator of the worst laws of all the countries around. And by worst, I mean the ones that are easiest for bureaucrats to use to push us around with, where we have fewer freedoms protected by law and by constitution. And so, to give you an end of the story, Switzerland, unwisely in my opinion, has been considering and working on moving into being a part of the European Union, giving up their traditional independent neutral status to do so. What have they had to do? Well, they had to lower their standards on immigration. They had to lower their standards on firearms. Switzerland used to have firearms laws that were as good as Alaska or Vermont or a lot of Montana. In other words, half the country really didn't have any restrictions at all.
Right. They even wanted their own people to be armed and keep guns loaded and ready in their homes.
And now that's changing in order to enter the European Union.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
And here we are, back on the Common Sense Coalition. Larry, we were talking very quickly here, and I still have another comment or two to make. You said 40 years ago you were studying this, and I was not. I actually, 40 years ago, I was doing farm broadcasting. We were interested in, and a lot of things were happening in the field of agriculture. We had the housewives' boycotts and all of those things going on. And I wasn't paying attention to what you're talking about here. But you mentioned the fact that they started out over in Europe with the coal and steel community.
Right, and then they moved it into what was called a common market.
Okay, I remember we used to quote it on the air when we were talking about grain prices, at that time we called it the EEC.
The European Economic Community,
right.
Which they shortened to the common market, but meaning the European common market, of course. And at one point, there were only, 7 or 8, shall we say, mainland European countries, excluding England and excluding Scandinavia. And now they've all pretty much allowed themselves to be sucked in. And the most telling, because the others had some pretty bad gun laws, although there is very high gun ownership in a place like Norway, they don't have the tradition of carrying for personal defense. They have the tradition of hunting, and there are a lot of hunters in Norway. But it's a different mindset all the same from what you find in America. The only other comparable country really in Europe to the American experience, the American mindset, has been Switzerland. Switzerland, for hundreds of years, has been independent of European poobahs that would like to suck them up into their power schemes. And Switzerland has done it by maintaining an excellent army. At one point, somebody, I think, correctly observed, Switzerland does not have an army. Switzerland is an army.
That's right. Every young person had to be in the military, what, a couple of years, something like that?
That is correct.
And then they came home with their gun.
Well, and what they do is have a system where you're actually in that army from about the age of 17 through about the age of 44. And depending on your rank and your specialty, you may have a two-week-a-year obligation. It may be more. And they have a very small officer corps of about 2,500, 3,500 men, and that's it. And everybody else is involved, and they have a rotating drill, if you will, so that if you're gone for 2 weeks right now, somebody else will be taking your place, as it were, as soon as you're on your way back. They're on their way to the Army camp. And on weekends, it's not at all uncommon to see a Swiss guy with maybe on his bicycle with a machine gun broken down and strapped to the back of his bicycle. And if he still goes to church, he'll go to church first, and then he's going to go to the range and put that gun together and practice and then go back home. Very, very typical in Switzerland. They don't have too many flat places because there's so many mountains. And when they're shooting down a mountainside, of course, the mountains make marvelous berms. The mountains are still pasture for sheep and cows and goats and everything else. So it's not uncommon, while some guys are out shooting down some meadow, that they'll see a white flag of some kind, a shirt, whatever, waving quite visibly on one side of where they're shooting. They cease fire. The shepherd brings his flock across the shooting range. When he gets to the other side and his animals are all safe, he waves the flag again and boom, boom, the shooting resumes. Well, that's been Switzerland, and they are now having to fend off against an internal thrust to do away with having the men keep their army rifles, their machine guns, at home. They've already experienced a huge amount of gun control spread across the whole country, and all of this because, well, if you guys want to come into the European Union, we can't have you being the source of guns like Virginia is for poor old Washington, D.C. and New York. They're facing this, and I would think their desire for being in that common market and whatever economic advantages they perceive they're going to have, they're letting those perceptions outweigh the reality of the freedom of Switzerland and how Switzerland has maintained its freedom. They're assuming that there's not going to be ever any military-type challenge to Switzerland ever again, and so they don't need that tradition of the independent yeoman who, basically, Switzerland, as much as anybody, invented the slogan, the emblem of a free man is a gun.
You know, Switzerland and the people... The people there are just like the people here in the United States. There's nobody living over there ever that has ever seen war on their ground.
That's right.
So, hey, just like our people, you know, and our people have never been hungry. So they don't understand what can take place.
That's a very, very good point. So it's easy to forget when you would have to remember back hundreds and hundreds of years to when the Swiss had to fight off a French baron or an Austrian nobleman here, you know, trying to peck away at their country. That's been a long time. By just having a well-organized and trained military, they literally thwarted Hitler's desires before the war and certainly during the war to invade them because he needed Switzerland as a communication point, as a
and,
rail
and we train. Need we need to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consigners include a string of 66 black and black baldies and some red white-faced cows, good ages, bred to black bulls. They'll start calving in September. Sarah Farms are bringing them in. Danny Cowles will be in with 60 head of fancy Angus cows bred to Angus bulls to calve in the spring. June Reynolds will be selling 40 head of black and black baldy 3 to 6 year old spring calvers. Bethany Tillman has a 30 head set of Charolais cows bred to Angus bulls, and they'll start calving in September. John Nunn will sell some 25 head of black and black baldy 4 to 6 year old cows. They have big calves by their side, 300 pounders at least, and they've been running back with Angus bulls. Snyder Farms may be in with a 50 head set of spring calvers. Now, these are just a few of the listings that'll be selling this coming Saturday. That's Saturday, August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, and a man who says most men his age suffer from the chest of drawers disease. That's when your chest falls to your drawers. Derry Brownfield.
And now it's time for me to say we're back. And we're visiting today with Larry Pratt with Gun Owners of America. Larry, I'm stuck on this Switzerland thing for just another second or two, and then we can get into this gun thing.
Okay.
But Switzerland has maintained its independence all of these years. And as you said, now we have some people, and I'll bet you if you go over there and talk to those people, 99.999% of the population do not want to get involved in the European community. I bet they don't.
Well,
it's going to fall from within, just like they're doing here in the United States.
It's been some time since I've been over there, but I know that I think the government schools have been doing the same mischief over there that they've done in so many other places, here included, and they get kids to think different ways, partly by ignoring their own history, and so they become unable to judge what's going on in the present because they have no reference from what has been done in the past. So there's a, at least by public opinion polls and by referenda, there have been some close calls already, and they're looking to try to get another national vote on outlawing men having their guns at home, wanting to make them more like a National Guard is here, where the men leave their guns in the government's army because the guns basically belong to the government, and the government exercises that premier mark of ownership by maintaining physical possession of the guns.
Yeah, you need to keep them locked up so that you can't get to them when you need them.
Well, exactly right. So that's not the way it is in Switzerland, and if you were thinking about invading Switzerland, you better be able to do it in less than a couple minutes.
Now, what's going on in Washington? Bring us up to date.
Yeah,
there.
Well, we shouldn't be dumping just on this, the problems the Swiss are facing, because we got plenty of our own. And the biggest problem right now is that a bill that is being backed by both the NRA and Carolyn McCarthy, a representative from Long Island, New York, to greatly expand those who are banned from owning guns in our country, has gone through the House without a recorded vote, without a debate. It's now been voted out of a committee in the Senate. And by the way, in the Senate, the vote was on a draft of a bill. The bill still doesn't have an official number. So that's how smoothly they've tried to move this thing through without anybody having to have their fingerprints on it. And what it does is to essentially do away with due process for anybody who's going to be subject to the gun ban. And it does away with the presumption of innocence. Your name can end up getting put into the ban list of the instant background check, which we've always opposed because it said you were guilty until proven innocent. So from the very beginning, even if the background check only takes 30 seconds, and sometimes that's all it does take, it's still predicated on the notion that you're having to prove to the government that you're innocent of any wrongdoing, that you're otherwise entitled to, wouldn't be entitled to get a gun. And the government doesn't have to prove anything. You have to prove your innocence. Well, it's getting worse. And what's happening is that under Clinton, they put in, by his executive order, the names of some 83,000 veterans who had been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome. And I guess it's not too surprising that somebody has been shot at might have post-traumatic stress. But that doesn't mean that they're a danger to anybody, and they've never been convicted of being a danger to anybody. They just had their names put in. You see what I mean? There goes due process. And now, under the bill, oh, well, you'll be able to get your name out of there. Oh, isn't that nice? You'll be able to prove your innocence. You'll be able to get a psychiatrist to say you'll never do anything violent? I don't think so. In the past, before Senator Schumer dried up the funds for the process of getting an expungement of your name out of the database, almost nobody was ever able to do that. The government's very reluctant to let people have guns, even if the person might have been convicted of an embezzlement, which, you know, was not a violent person.
Any felon, and look what they're calling a felon today.
Well, that's right. They've expanded it not just from the felons, but now they've also, since 96, they've included people who might have pushed a spouse, might have shouted too loud at a parent.
Or spanked their kid.
Or spanked a kid, yes, thank you. Not beat them, but actually just a spanking, which some of the politically correct types view any corporal punishment as a beating and as really bad. And, of course, we know how well kids have turned out who haven't been spanked. But we control them. We put them on drugs. Well, now there's another rub.
Or we take time out.
Well, when they put them on Ritalin and other things like that, there may be something in the kid's record that says that he was drugged up in order to keep him from taking a poke at somebody on the playground. Oh, there's your danger to other persons. So we got a whole, who knows how many 100,000 folks that'll be moving into adulthood who will have these kinds of records, and instead of a spanking, they were given a pill, and now that pill may well mean they'll never be able to own a gun. What they've done in this bill is to say that you can be, they've expanded the definition of adjudicate to include any determination by a court, so you don't even have to have a jury trial, you don't have to have a lawyer, by a court, a commission, a committee, or any other lawful authority. Well, I guarantee you that means a psychiatrist. So if a psychiatrist is determined that you might be a danger to somebody, based on his view, you're toast as far as your gun rights are concerned.
Now, I understand that a National Rifle Association helped draft this bill or compromise it.
Well, they're blind to the fact that we're doing away with due process and reversing the presumption of innocence, because they weren't bothered by that when the bill, the Brady Law, the instant background check, was originally enacted, because they wrote that. This, the instant background check, is their bill. The Brady Law was originally a waiting period, 5 days, during which time there might be a background check run. After 5 years, the computerized instant background check became the law, and that was where the NRA's provision kicked in. They're the ones that gave this to us. We opposed it at the time because of the principle that we're not supposed to prove, you know, you don't have to go and get some bureaucrat to sign off that it's okay for you to have your radio show. Now, if we have a fairness doctrine, we might be back to that time, but at least for the moment, I can make that comparison. But when you want to buy a gun, you have to prove to some bureaucrat that you're okay to buy a gun. And when did we ever find a gun law that kept guns out of the hands of bad guys? For goodness sakes, if you go to England, you'd have a very hard time finding a store. You'd have to be looking for a bolt-action rifle if you're a hunter, and maybe you can keep the rifle at a club or in a safe without ammunition and unable to fire. If you're a farmer, you might be allowed to have a shotgun, single shot, no ammo in the safe, and broken down so it can't fire. But all the other guns in 1997 in England were confiscated, all the legal guns. Well, the police figure there's some double the number that they confiscated now in England. Now, that's an island, and they can't blame Virginia, which is right next to them, like it is in Washington, D.C. These guns have nevertheless gotten into England, and they hardly have a store. Their gun laws are virtually a total ban. And so where do we get off thinking that criminals are going to be thwarted by this law or any expansion of this law? Oh, and the other problem is the NRA supports gun-free school zones like the one that they had at Virginia Tech. So instead of a 21-year-old student being able to get a concealed carry permit, which he can do and go anywhere else, say, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I think the law would be about the same in Missouri, I know that in Virginia, where Gun Owners of America is located, you can go into the state capitol building itself with your concealed carry firearm. But if that same 21-year-old student, there's one place he can't go legally with his gun. He can't go onto the campus where he's studying.
And that's where he got shot.
And that's where about 32 of them got murdered. Exactly.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And we have returned. Before we go to the telephones, and we have some callers that have been holding a long, long time, Larry, but what can we do? Is there anything we can do to get this legislation stopped?
The members of the Senate have to hear from grassroots back in their states. They have to hear that people don't want this. The NRA is telling them that this is a good bill. This just fills in the loopholes of the Brady Law, and there's no problem with this at all. And the easiest way for people to do something would be to go to gunowners.org. They can send an email right from our website. We've got various alerts that we've sent out. In fact, I would encourage people to subscribe to them. It's a freebie. And use one of those alerts, and after you've read through, we'll have an email that if you like how we've written it, you can just click, 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 and off it goes to your two senators, and it takes probably all of about 30 seconds. They need to get a whole ton of those email, and I hope you get other people to send those email as well, because if they don't hear from us, the real grassroots, this thing's going to go through. We've got some senators working to block this, principally and most publicly is Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, and I think he's probably willing to hang tough on this. He's the one fighting earmarks, so what's fighting gun control after you fought the really important stuff like pork? So I think we've got a very good friend there, but they could always just try to overrule their own rules, set them aside, and blow him aside. So we've got to keep the heat steadily on the Senate so that they know that it doesn't matter what the suits from the NRA are saying, the grassroots don't want it.
You know, you mentioned grassroots. We saw what grassroots could do with the amnesty bill.
Absolutely.
Now, I think the amnesty, the stuff that was in the amnesty bill, they're doing it anyway, but at least the bill got killed.
The bill got killed, and their legal authority for doing what they're doing anyway was removed, and that means that we eventually could settle some accounts with these people if they don't stop doing what they're doing.
Have you looked, did you see what Nancy Levant wrote on, had on News with Views today?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's tremendous. But she talks about our leaders. And let me just quote very quickly before I go to the phones. She says they're fascinating people because they live terrified lives. They live in a world of cover-ups, lies, backstabbing, secrets, theft, schemes, falseness, and murder, all the while trying to keep a public face of control, authority and expertise, social integrity, automatic intelligence, and composure. They live in a world where trust, friendship, and loyalties are purchased by the highest bidder. They are neurotic, pathological, and very dangerous.
Sounds like she's been to Washington recently.
Okay, we're going to take another break, and then we will get to the telephone. Stay tuned.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, The Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and the Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. And we're in the home stretch. Let's go to the telephones. George in Florida. Hi, George. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Derry. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Yes, and some of the gun owners here, we're starting like a local initiative because we really have a feeling that all our remedies can be resolved by local government. And that is like only allowing the county sheriff to have access to the gun shops and keeping the BATFE out of the county, because I notice some of these gun shops are being shut down because they're not dotting all their I's or crossing all their T's.
Yes, this is a terrible problem, and, you know, the thing that's so extraordinary is that the the BATFE boys, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Education, are zapping dealers for the willful crime of allowing their customers to abbreviate, say, around Baltimore, a gun store got whacked. There were over 60 of these willful violations of federal law where people abbreviated either Baltimore City or Baltimore County as BLTO. But, you know, happily, the BATF, they're pretty smart, and they saw through that stratagem, and they zapped the dealer for that.
Yes, also, too, it's like New York City. Because I kind of notice, I tell people, because people in New York, they're so psychologically reduced. Guns have to be made illegal. I say, well, look at the police and look at all these laws the city is passing. They're so draconian, but yet you people be sitting ducks if martial law was ever imposed, because you guys got no guns. You're defenseless.
Well, at least they don't have to worry about the government taking their guns during martial law the way it happened in New Orleans after Katrina. So I guess you can always find the bright side of something. But
why don't they have to worry about the government? They took them in Katrina. Why won't they take them
in? Well, in New York, they don't have any guns.
Oh, don't have any guns. Hey, you want a bat?
Well, actually, that's true. Some of them do, and when they use them to shoot a home invader in their home, they go to jail. And by the way, that happened while Rudy Giuliani was mayor. It's not just Bloomberg, the present little dictator. Rudy Giuliani did the same thing. That's how viciously, when you hear these politicians talk about an illegal gun, think about a father who shot an intruder on his way to his two-year-old's room, and the father sitting in Rikers Island jail in New York City for doing something like that because the gun didn't have the government's approval. Well, you can't get a gun with government approval in New York City unless you're rich and famous. So, you know, Don Imus had a gun, a carry permit even, but the average New Yorker's not going to be able to do that.
Okay, George, thanks for the call. Let's go to Ed in Missouri. Hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Three real quick points. Switzerland has no private ownership of handguns whatsoever. And
oh, yes, they do.
No, they're government issued.
No. Their military rifles are owned by the government and issued to the men who are in the Army, and they get the option of buying it when they leave at age 44. I think it's 44.
Yeah,
but they own a lot of handguns. I've been in Switzerland. I know.
Well, okay. I won't argue with you there, but and on the gun control thing, here in the United States, there is no national gun control law that has not been pre-approved by the NRA.
Unhappily, that's true. And I think we need to stand up now and resist this so that the politicians realize that it doesn't matter what a group of bureaucrats says that comes in to talk to them. We've got to make it clear that the staff at the NRA is not speaking for the rank-and-file member of the NRA, let alone gun owners outside the NRA.
And we are out of time, Larry. It's a pleasure to have you as a guest, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of man. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Thank you.
It's true.